Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host, and it is a beautiful summer Sunday out there. Yes, not so bad. Humidity, some weird stuff going on, but we are we're past the midway point now. We're going towards our last week of July, so it's going to be over before you know it. Joining us in the boardroom today, as always, is Sean Flanagan. Hey, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I have been glued to the TV the past couple days watching the British Open.
Right.
I love championship stuff. I don't care about half the things that happen through an entire season.
Right.
But when it gets down to the championship games, I figured everybody else is gone.
Right.
We're down to the two best teams or players or whatever. That I want to watch.
It's more exciting.
A lot more exciting. Usually, sometimes it's a total blowout and that's a disappointment. But the British Open right now should be over with. I was watching it. I don't want to give it away, so I won't tell you. But it was great golf, interesting golf courses, unpredictable weather. So congratulations to the winner, but I won't say who because I know a lot of you are recording it. However, I was watching the World Series of Poker as well.
Right.
This year they did it different. Instead of waiting a couple months and then having the final table come back and play it out, they just went right on through to the end.
Oh, really?
And it was Scott Blumstein is the world, he's the champion. He won over $8 million.
Dollars. Wow.
The winner. Second place came with $4.6 million.
I'll take second.
I know. Fourth had something like $2 million. Third had $3 million. Crazy stuff. I would glue to the TV. And, this was for all the poker players out there. You will never get hands like this guy got. It was incredible. I mean, even the announcers were saying if there was nothing on the board, he would pair up with a two or a three.
Right.
It was just constant. And then it was down to the two players, they were playing the heads up. His partner flops a straight.
Mm-hmm.
His partner had 10-9. What do you think Blumstein gets? 10-9. No. I mean, this was a chance for the one guy to really pull ahead.
Right.
I mean, double up and all this sort of stuff.
He finally got a shot.
Yeah. And they both flop a straight.
That's funny.
And they chopped the pot. I mean, after a while, you could just see that Dan Ott was so defeated. He just said, well, there's nothing I can do to beat this guy. Anyway, very exciting stuff. Been an exciting weekend, at least for me, as far as sports goes. I don't know what else is happening in the world of sports. I didn't really pay much attention. But I was watching that, though. I went out to eat a lot this week. I'm not sure why. It was just kind of one of those weeks where, I don't know, you're sort of in the, you're doing stuff and all of a sudden you say, let's just go eat.
Yeah.
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 You don't feel like...
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
You don't want to go to the store. You don't feel like cooking. You don't feel like going home first. Let's just go eat.
Right.
So we did go to Mr. Lyons in Palm Springs with John Monahan and Robert. We had a nice couple of belated birthday dinners. So it was good. Very good. Of course, that was Lyons. That's been a restaurant. It's been around forever. Total remodel inside. And then they have that little bar off to the side called, I think it's Seymour's. Yeah, and it's like it's a speakeasy. It's interesting.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's right inside. You hang a right, and you go over this really big, heavy curtain. You go behind the curtain, and it's a small, probably the size of, maybe the three rooms here, and that's it.
Really?
With a bar and just a couple tables and sofas and stuff. So went there. Also went to Thai Smile Rancho Mirage. Went over there. Had some sorted fried rice. Of course, for those of you that are wondering what's going on over there, they're just re-roofing the whole building. They're not adding on.
Oh, right.
And they are open. It kind of almost looks like they're not open except for the gigantic sign that says they are open. But they are in their summer hours, so they do close for a couple hours, I think between 1:30 and 4:30, if I have that right. Or it's 2:30 and 4:30, that might be it. And then also went to a little Mexican restaurant. You might have been there by the IMAX Los Arcos.
I haven't, no.
Well, it's that little tiny restaurant on the corner. Well, it looks really small, but it's not that small. It's right there on the corner of 111, and it's right on the outskirts
of the
old IMAX. You know, there was that one restaurant on the corner.
Right.
Well, they've been there for a couple of years, but it never looks like they're open. We were talking about it yesterday because the city won't let them put signs out and all that sort of stuff. Anyway, the food was very, very good.
Right.
It was very good. I had a carnitas burrito with green sauce.
That sounds good.
It was good. Yeah. And they're trying so hard over there. It's such a tricky spot, but he said they're gaining. I have to say our waiter must be part owner or something, because he knew all about the business. And he said, we're just making steps, you know, one step at a time.
Right.
And things are picking up. So if you're over in that area, there's parking in the back. I know it looks like there's no parking except in that parking lot over by Bonta Restaurant, but you can park right behind it in the back there. So just make that right at the light. I don't remember what the light is, but anyway. So that was all. That was good. Today, let's see. We brought donuts from Swiss Donuts, so we want to thank Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club Monterey. If you want to call the show, 760-440-8255. Today's show is presented by Renova Solar. I would say let the sun shine. And in our first hour, Sandifer of Command One Security, she'll be joining us to talk about, this is a really good subject too, what to do. You know, they have notification lists for your homes and stuff.
Right.
In your business. If you're gone and the alarm and stuff goes off, these people on this list are notified. But
so people
a lot
who
of,
are like local?
Right.
Right.
But
okay.
A lot of times they don't know what to do.
Right.
Yeah.
They might not even know they're on the list.
Well, right. So we're going to talk about that. If you, what you're supposed to let the people know that are on your notify list, and about some other things about technology and all sorts of stuff and what's happening with in the world of security. And then in the second hour, we're going to talk to Stephen Morisseau with the Gemological Institute of America, the GIA in Carlsbad. Which, speaking of the Carlsbad show, is now up.
It is up, huh?
Up and running.
I didn't get to see it because I thought about it last night. I was like, did she say it was up yesterday?
Yeah.
Last week.
It started last week. And a lot of people, it's really interesting because this time I have more of a travel feel. It's more about Carlsbad with just a little bit about a couple museums there. The Museum of Making Music, which is really a ton of fun. And then the Gemological Institute, which gives tours. It's open Monday through Friday, they give tours, but by appointment only, but it's free, but it's so well worth it that people don't even know it's there. So I thought I'd have Stephen call us in and tell us a little bit more about it, because if you're in Carlsbad, you really should go. But Traveling with Francoise TV, Thursdays at noon on Fox 11 and Friday mornings at 5:30 a.m. on Fox 11. Check it out. The new Carlsbad show is up. All right, we have prizes today. We have some Comic-Con passes, two 3-day passes. Of course, San Diego had the big Comic-Con going on.
Yep.
All the celebrities and stuff go there. I don't know. You know, I'm starting to get the feel. I was looking at, what is it, D32 or whatever it was for the Disney Expo.
Uh-huh.
Did you see commercials for that on TV? Okay.
I haven't seen that.
I don't know. All these things, are they getting too big?
No, I don't think so. I think that...
You don't think when you're waiting in line for hours to get in?
Well, no, yeah. Well, I think it takes... You have to like it more to weed through it at this point. But I don't feel like they're getting too big.
Maybe
I'm
spoiled.
They cost too much, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I bet they do.
Majority of the time, like the bigger they get, suddenly you're paying a whole bunch more money for the same thing. You're not getting anything extra. It's just...
Yeah,
supply and demand is all it comes down to. But
and I don't even think you're getting the same thing, because there's then so many more people. It loses some of that opportunity for you to walk up to maybe a celebrity, because there's a lot of celebrities at these things, because there's just so many people. Then they have to make sure that these people are protected now, that they're not swamped or mugged or whatever. So I don't know.
It's I've never been anywhere, and I've been to, you know, sporting events and all that, but that event is just, it's a lot. I mean, it's hard to move, which suddenly makes it like, okay, so is this even worth it anymore? If it takes me a half hour to get to the next booth from here.
Yeah. And then I can't
it's really tough to move.
Yeah, you can't even get up to the booth.
No.
Because people get there and they don't leave. They finally get up there and they're not leaving.
But I tried to go again this year though. So, I mean, no, I did. I wasn't able to get the tickets. I was going to go to both of them.
Okay. Did you try to go as media?
No, they don't even... Well, I went as media the first year
that
I had gone.
Yeah, they do media. You got to try to go to media. We'll talk in the second hour. We're going to talk about how the national parks now this year, the visitation is up so high that they don't even know how to handle it. They have to come up with a plan now.
See, that's a good thing, though, too.
Yeah, it is.
Those
a good...
Those things are all good.
Not, the park rangers don't think it's such a good thing.
No,
because
and if people are being disrespectful... Yeah, exactly.
See? They're destroying all this beauty out there because too many people are trampling all over it.
I tell my daughter all the time, we can't have nice things. Yeah. Because everybody, like, it's hard for us to have nice things because there's going to be somebody to mess it up.
Well, we're talking about attendance. We'll go on with this. Living Desert, they broke their attendance record by more than 12,000 visitors. this past season. Their admission guest count during the period exceeded 420,000 visitors.
Wow.
Setting a record for the fourth straight year.
That's good.
That is great.
People are getting out more.
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, it is great, but with it comes, they have to be able to handle all this. The tram surpasses their 20 millionth rider.
Wow.
It's been around for 54 years, but what is interesting about this, the general manager, Nancy Nichols, says, she said, I remember our 10th million rider back in 1994. It took us 31 years to hit that mark.
Yeah.
But only 23 years to hit our millionth mark.
Yeah, so they're going faster as well.
Yeah. So, and the people, they actually were four of them. I guess they all came in together. I don't know how they did this, but four people, they must have came in exactly the right time. It was at 7:58 p.m. on July 20th. When they entered the tramway, they were the last patrons to enter the tramway's valet station. Okay, 7:58, there was four people, and they each got a goodie bag of over $150, some guest passes, and all sorts of stuff. But very exciting for them.
That's cool. I wonder if they filmed it. They should put it on.
Yeah, they should. It should be on their website. But the one lady said, I've never been the 20 millionth anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I think people are getting out more. They're going out, and they're getting a life.
Yeah, there you go. And then here's something, heads up, Indio Library, this has nothing to do with attendance, but I just want to let you know, they're going to be temporarily closed for a refresh project. They are going to be closed. What are the dates on this? I had the dates. Oh, for about 6 weeks, starting July 31st, and they are rescheduled to open on September 11th. So that is the Indio Library. I love libraries. I still really enjoy going. I have books. I'm a book person. And if you watch America's Got Talent, I didn't know this. I saw this guy when he first debuted because I sort of once in a while will watch America's Got Talent. Do you watch that ever?
Mm-mm.
No. It's a talent show with the craziest stuff on there. The fellow that does the singing Trump, Jeff Tracta, is from Palm Springs.
Oh, yeah?
And he advanced to the live round shows on America's Got Talent after wowing the judges. So good luck to him. Congratulations and good luck to him. I don't know. We don't fare too well in the reality shows. The one gal, I think it was Melissa that was on Big Brother, she was out after 2 weeks because she couldn't handle it. She said it was too stressful. But anyway. All right. I think that's going to... Oh, yesterday I was not on KESQ, but I'll be back in a couple of weeks. I'm going to Las Vegas next weekend, and you're going to be off.
I will be off.
You have a Sunday off. I'm going to go celebrate a belated birthday celebrations with my friend out there. So I'm going to be doing that. And, okay, I think that's about it.
Just not belated birthday. You're celebrating your birthday month.
Oh, is that it?
Just make it a month. Yeah.
Okay.
Just party the whole month.
All right. I have already almost forgot about it. If I wasn't doing this, I'd forgot it was even my birthday. I don't feel any different. I feel the same. I always feel the same. For 95,000 years, I still feel the same.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, see, that's the way you should feel. Instead of say, oh, I'm this age now. Everything is changing. Well, it might be, but you don't have to constantly talk about it. All right. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we have some weekly announcements and more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rose, your host. Well, it's time for the Get a Life Weekly announcements brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers, and Etalia, your one-stop sundry shop for healthy and unique items. Located on the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon, go on in there. Go to Ristretto. They have this. Do you know what an affogato is, Sean?
I do not.
It's a coffee drink with ice cream.
That's why. I don't really drink coffee.
Yeah, well, either do I.
That sounds good, though. Here's the thing. This is what's weird is I don't drink coffee, but coffee smells and normally sounds really good to me.
We are so much alike. I make coffee for Jack every evening, and then in the morning he turns it on. And the smell of the coffee grind smells so good, but yet the acidity of coffee really bothers me.
I can't. Something. I have to drink it with too much sugar for it to even be a positive thing in my life.
Well, they have this coffee drink called an affogato, and in it is homemade ice cream. Mm-hmm. And I guess they've been selling it like crazy because it looks like caramel drizzle and all this sort of stuff. It makes me want it.
I would buy one.
Yeah, but then right away, and so anyway, if you're looking for the ultimate affogato, go, excuse me, to Ristretto, which is inside the 500. And they're open every day, which is 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and try it. But James said people have been going crazy over this because of the homemade ice cream.
It sounds really good.
I know. I said, can I just have the homemade ice cream?
Yeah, can I just get just some of that?
Yeah.
So do you like tiramisu then?
No. See?
No? Yeah, see, so it is the flavor that you...
I don't like tiramisu, and I don't really like desserts that have alcohol either, because I'm not a big drinker. Right. Most alcohols are too strong, right. Except I do like champagne. I will sip on champagne easily enough.
See, champagne I can't really do.
Yeah, that I can hold a glass of champagne through a whole evening and see it doesn't bother people. Otherwise, if I'm not holding anything, they get all nervous.
Oh, yeah.
So my trick is, a lot of times I'll get a cranberry, a little one of those barrel glasses with ice and cranberry, and they all think I have a vodka cranberry. They don't know the difference. So that's my secret's out.
Yeah, now you're telling everybody.
I know. But anyway, so there you go. If you're looking for that affogato, of course, they have all sorts of coffee drinks and sandwiches and all sorts of good stuff over there at Ristretto. Check it out. Indian Ridge. Speaking of food, Indian Ridge, they have a new chef. Their chef is executive chef Chris Mitchum. So he is very excited about going on into Indian Ridge. He comes from a couple of different well-known resorts here in the Valley, and he's going to, and he's won a lot of awards as well. So he's very excited to go into their new kitchen at Indian Ridge and put his talents to work. So congratulations to Chris Mitchum. I want to have him on the show because people love hearing from the chefs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Everyone here, we're just talking about ice cream, and we're drooling for ice cream. But, so we'll have executive chef Chris Mitchum, the new chef over at Indian Ridge Country Club right here in Palm Desert off of Country Club. He'll be in to join us probably say in about the next month or so and tell us what he has planned now. And I think it's really good for country clubs, too, because sometimes I notice after a while, and I say this with all due respect, but the chefs sometimes sort of get into a rut. Because they're trying so hard to please the members, and whether it's not too much spice or all this sort of stuff, that they kind of lose some of their creative passion.
They lose themselves. It's when you're trying to please all the other people, you're not necessarily doing what you in your gut feel like you should be
doing. To the food. Yeah. So this is great. Good. Congratulations. Not that their other executive, he was fantastic also. But I think it's nice to change it up or say to your chefs, we're giving you creative control.
Right, yeah. Take over and
take over.
And that's
and
anything
do it.
Creative. Anything creative is
right.
Like that.
When you're trying to constantly work it around what everybody else wants to see or hear or whatever, it's too stifling.
Yeah.
So. There you go. That's my words of wisdom for the day. Of course, McDonald's, they now are with Uber Eats. And I got a hold of Dick Shalhoub's office, and he's out of town, or at least he's busy until September. So he must be avoiding me from breaking news because that's what he does. And then he comes in. This is a joke between Dick and I, by the way. He always says, Francois, I can't tell you. I can't tell you yet. So I guess in September he can tell us a lot of stuff and he's going to be joining us then. So
that's when he'll resurface.
Yeah, exactly. He'll resurface. And then he can talk about stuff. Coachella Valley Volkswagen, they have a ton of specials going on. In fact, I was somewhere again the other day. Everybody's always asking me about my new Atlas. I love my car. Got it at Coachella Valley Volkswagen right there on Barner Road in Indio. Check it out because they have more certified Volkswagen salespeople there and people that have been certified by Volkswagen than any other Volkswagen dealer in the Valley.
So you can ask them questions.
Right.
And they know.
And they know about it. So that's at Coachella Valley Volkswagen, Barner Road in Indio. Check it out. They are the official transportation provider of Traveling with Francois. Ty Smile, remember I told you those hours. It is from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. for lunch. Dinner is 4:30 to 9 p.m. for dinner. And, of course, we had Lee from Renova Solar on last week. We have Sherry Sandifer, Command One Security, joining us today. And don't forget, if you need your knife sharpened, call Tony Quinzio at 310-365-5444. This information is on the website, Traveling with Francois. He does scissors and knives. And for you country club people out there, you should just have him come over and spend a day there sharpening everyone's knives. You know? You get a lot of people doing that.
Yeah.
We'd look around.
Put together a little event.
Yeah, that's it. Around knife sharpening and scissor sharpening. Diane Williams and Associates, she's going to be on the golf show coming up. Golf is a four-letter word. We're going to talk about the climate, the real estate climate here in the Coachella Valley and Country Club Living. And don't forget to pick up a copy of the Desert Entertainer. And speaking of that, this made me think of something else I did this week, a food related. Again, I went to Billy Reed's.
Oh, yeah.
And met a gal with Ama Travelways with Steve Canold and Lalo from ACT. And we were talking about maybe some doing some stuff together later on in the future. We're talking about it right now. But Billy Reid's, how long has Billy Reid's been around in Palm Springs?
I feel like forever.
Forever. It still looks the same inside. Thankfully, they changed the carpet because it was getting, I don't know. For a while there, it had that kind of old, moldy smell to me, and that's a big turnoff for me.
Very big.
Yeah, but we used to stop when we were, Jack and I were coming into town, when we had the condo before we lived here full time. We used to always come in and stop at Billy Reid's for a Caesar burger.
Oh, yeah?
It was a hamburger with Caesar salad on it. I don't know. It was really good. I was addicted to that thing. But I didn't have that the other day. I just had a Caesar salad, and that was it. But was it Billy Reid's? And they still have those humongous cakes and pies, but but not in that round case anymore. They have, maybe health department said you have to put them back or so people can't get to it.
Yeah, I've only been in there a few times. My mom, I think my mom likes to go in there when she's in town.
Oh, really? Billy Reid's? Yeah. It's been around forever. All right. Get Life Weekly freebies. We have a few minutes here brought to you by Country Club Cleaners in Palm Desert. Jeannie over there, Jeannie O, tell her, mention traveling with Francoise, you get 10% off your dry cleaning. They're in the Bristol Farms Shopping Center. I was just in there again. I go every week. Once a week, I go in, I drop stuff off and pick things up. That's how I do it. I don't go all the time. Very organized, you know, when it comes to that. One time a week. And I was in there the other day, and this lady was saying, oh, we all love Jeannie. And I said, yeah, Jeannie is great. All right, don't forget, military out there, month of July is free. Take advantage of it. For active, former, and retired, all you need to do is show your military ID, and your guests, your spouse, they will get a discount. So please go on in there, take advantage of it. Palm Springs Aerial Tramway, Nine Cities Challenge Blood Drive. I don't know. I think we're running out of time for me to get through some of this free stuff. So I'm just going to wait. I'll put it off to the side, and then maybe later on in the show I can get to it. If not, then all of it will be posted on the website, Traveling with Francoise. And if I don't get any contests this first hour, we'll do some contests in the second hour. I might have some whale-watching passes for you. You never know. On that note, I'm going to step aside, and we come back. Sherry Sandifer from Command One Security joins us right here on Traveling with Francoise on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host, and we were having a very animated conversation during the break. Joining us is Sherry Sandifer from Command One Security. Hey, Sherry.
Hey, Francoise. How are you?
I'm great. It's been a while.
It has been.
You've been busy.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, and so have you. Well, oh, my goodness.
See,
you're everywhere.
She's become the show host now. See, all of a sudden we're going to talk about me. No, I'm teasing. In fact, when you bring that up, when I just brought that up, I don't know if you heard the show on the way over, but I was talking about all these attendance records being broken at the Living Desert, at the tram. They're talking, and now national parks, they're having the dilemma because they don't know how to handle all these people. And it makes me think of the security business. If we're having all this happening in the valley, you must be very busy.
We are busy. Well, this is a slow time of year. People mm-hmm. are gone. Everybody disappears if they possibly can, of course, this time of year. But yeah, we are consistently busy all the time because unfortunately, or fortunately for us, but security is it's an issue, and it becomes more and more of an issue every year. It's burglary, of course, because mm-hmm. crime is everywhere. I don't care where you live. It happens everywhere. And fire. Mm-hmm. And in my business, there are a lot of other things. You know, we're in the baby boom, the latter part of the baby boom generation now, and folks are getting older, and a lot of them live here full time. Mm-hmm. And so medical alerts are really a big deal now because there, a lot of times there's just one of them in the home. So, yeah, we're busy.
Well, and I just realized the other day, because I have never understood what age group baby boomers are, I guess. And there was a commercial that actually was telling people what the different age groups are for millennials, baby boomer, Gen X, and all this sort of stuff. So I realized that I am on the very tail end of a baby boomer.
So,
so now I understand that I am one of those, but the very tail end. So yes. I thought, oh, okay, I didn't even know what they were. So that is interesting because 'cause on the news, your family has been around this valley with Command One and before some other businesses here in the Coachella Valley for mm-hmm. how long?
Oh, we've been here 55 years.
55 years. So you know the area. You know the changes. You've seen it all happen. To watch the news today, it's interesting because we actually do have things like burglaries and carjackings and all this sort of stuff that 20 years ago, unheard of.
No, we never, when I was younger here, we never locked doors. We didn't lock cars. Mm-hmm. When I first moved away to go to San Diego to go to school for a while, my father said, you have got to know, lock your car now. Mm-hmm. Lock your car, lock your front door, because nobody did.
Yeah.
You know, so there I had to, and my car was still stolen twice. But nonetheless, but it's very, very different. We have home invasions in broad daylight here. I mean, it's we're just another city, you know.
It definitely. So now with Command One Security, I know you secure homes and businesses.
Of course, you
do everything.
Yes.
So it's not just one or the other. It's all. And you cover the entire Coachella Valley.
Yes.
Now, Sherry, we see on TV all the time about people who are just swiping their phone and pushing a button and everything's all locked up. I am technically challenged in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
I don't think it can be that easy. Can it be that easy?
Yes, it can be. And for a lot of people, that works really, really well. I have that available, of course, because I'm in the business. I have that available for my home. I almost never use it because in my lifestyle, it isn't necessary. However, for some people in their lifestyle, particularly if they are gone a good deal of the time or they have they rent their home out while they're gone. They have house checkers and house sitters and guests who come and use their home when they're not here. There are a lot of reasons why that really is helpful to them. So they can be anywhere in the desert, out of state, out of country, as long as they have internet access and disarm their alarm from their phone. Rearm their alarm from their phone. See if who's come in. Get a notification if their alarm has been disarmed or rearmed. Just anything, honestly, they could do with their alarm standing in their own entryway, they can do from their phone. And their phone will notify them of virtually anything that happens with their alarm while they're not there. And for some people, that it makes a lot of sense. And it is really efficient and it is really helpful. So, we do a lot of it. We sell a lot of it.
So now, do alarm systems, I know everyone talks about video and being able to see in your home and all that sort of stuff. Is that becoming more popular than just a regular alarm system that if something is breached? Are you finding that there are more people wanting the video systems in their house to be able to just bring it up on their phone and look around?
Sure. Yeah. We put in a lot more cameras than we ever did even 10 years ago. Yeah. Because, again, you can look at that camera from your cell phone. You don't have to wait until you get to a computer to pull it up and see what's going on or wait till you get home and look at the video. It pops right up on your smartphone. And so they can see what's going on. They can check on the dog. They can check on the kids. They can do all of that sort of thing. And again, if that makes sense for your lifestyle and for more and more people, it does in their world. It's all very available and it changes and improves all the time. Every year they've got new changes and improvements for those kinds of things. But it is not for everyone. Not everyone needs that. Mm-hmm. You know, I have dogs. I have a kid. I work. I don't have cameras because, honest to goodness, I don't feel that I need cameras.
Right.
If I want to check on my dog, I mean, I know what my dogs are doing when they're at home. But if you have a puppy and you want to make sure he's not chewing every pair of shoes you own, I mean, I would say lock your closet. But, if those kinds of things, sure. And sometimes the babysitter cam, you want to check. You have someone staying with your children. They're small. Mm-hmm. You just want to pop in and take a look every once in a while. There's a lot of peace of mind that goes along with that. A lot of peace of mind.
And with us, folks, is Sherry Sandifer. She is the general manager of Command One Security. All their information is on the website. You've seen their commercials on TV. You see them on Facebook and all over the internet. It's really simple. CommandOne.com. When talking about the cameras, and then I want to move, shift gears to notifying people on your notify list. I want to talk about that. But am I right saying that your team at Command One, can they go into someone's home and look at with a camera? Can you? Is it hooked? I'm trying to say, because people are all so worried about invasion of privacy and all this sort of weird stuff. Can you bring up, let's say my home has cameras in it. Can you at Command One get into those cameras and look in my home?
Not unless you give us your password information. No.
All right.
You give us your password information, yes, we can connect and we can see your cameras. But if you don't give it to us, just like anything else, then no, we cannot see. Or if you want us to monitor your cameras, mm-hmm. I mean, that's usually more of a business-related issue
right.
than a residential. But then, of course, you're paying us to look at your cameras. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at them all the time. I will just say this about cameras, too, particularly from a residential standpoint. They're really a complement to security. Mm-hmm. Cameras on their own are not, in my opinion, real complete security.
Right.
Because if someone does break, number one, you're not sitting looking at your cameras, chances are, mm-hmm. all day long, yeah. nonstop.
Hopefully not. Yeah. Or you should be home.
Right. Yeah. You'd be doing something else, yeah. but you're not looking at your cameras all the time. And even if you're checking them every 30 minutes, let's just say, and let's just say by chance you saw someone climbing in a window who didn't belong there. Mm-hmm. Yes, now you can stop and call 911 and tell them someone's breaking in your house and so on and so forth. But if you had missed that, they're coming in anyway. If you don't have a security system that's going to trigger when they climb right. in your window mm-hmm. and notify us to send the police and then call you and tell you, pull up your camera, take a look, somebody just came in your window.
Yeah.
That is the complete thing. Really, cameras are a complement. If mm-hmm. you're using them for real security rather than convenience mm-hmm. And sort of watching your own house for who, you know, your own family members or babysitters doing things in your house. But if you're using them just for strictly for security, all you're really going to do is hope that you're looking at them at just the right time when something bad is taking place and that you can call 911. They should be used as a complement to a security system that's going to trigger, send police, send the fire department, whoever needs to be right. sent, and then notify you. Then you can pull it up on your camera and look at it before you go home.
See, that's such an excellent point. I think a lot of people don't realize that. They go install these expensive camera systems, mm-hmm. but it not being hooked up to anything just gives them a picture of the thief as they're in there right. stealing stuff or breaking the windows or whatever. Right. That is really interesting. Another interesting point you brought out is that it's up to the people with the camera, the homeowner, the business officer, wherever, to allow you to use that camera system. People should not let a different company or whatever bully them into giving them the password of their home camera system.
No. Yeah. Whoever put your cameras in for you, if you want them to have your information. Yeah. And mm-hmm. again, I wouldn't, as just an employee or manager of Command One, take your password. I have right. no use for it.
Yeah.
If you want us to monitor it 24 hours a day, like mm-hmm. a lot of some businesses do,
right.
then that's a horse of a different color. We yeah. have a contract and mm-hmm. we set it up correctly. But generally speaking, we never, just as our business office, has any way to access people's personal camera systems.
See, you always learn something on this show. Now, something else that you and I were just chatting about the other day is the notify list.
Mm-hmm.
What is a notify list?
A notify list is the information that we take when we put someone online to monitor a system, burglary, fire, medical, whatever it is, all of the above, so that if we receive an alarm signal of any kind from that home, we dispatch whoever the appropriate mm-hmm. agency is, and then we go to that call list and we attempt to notify someone on that list. So that list is going to be made up of people that you think, you believe, are going to be in a position to, if we can't reach you, mm-hmm. decide, okay, well, I have a key, maybe I'll meet the fire department there so they don't have to break the door in. And can maybe track you down in a way that we couldn't.
Right.
In other words, you know, your best friend may be able to Facebook you when we can't get you on your cell phone
mm-hmm.
to notify you.
Right.
It's really a matter of, okay, we've taken all the steps that we are going to be able to take once we receive your alarm. Mm-hmm. We've dispatched the appropriate agency. Pardon me. But now we need to let somebody know
mm-hmm.
that it happened, so that you don't have a big gaping hole in the front of your house yeah. or the fire department gets there and they have to tear the door down to get in to see if there's a fire. Or, you know, these mm-hmm. are things that just are added levels of protection and assistance, really, to you.
Hmm.
If we can reach you, then you can tell us, okay, well, you know what? It's my housekeeper. She just forgot
yeah.
her code again, uh-huh. all right, or whatever. But if we can't reach you, then we want to be able to notify someone else. And if they can say, oh, no, I'm looking. I live across the street and I can see who it was. cancel the dispatch. I know them. They know them. It's okay. Then we don't have to send the police. And it's a no harm, no foul. But, you know, it's important. The other thing that's important about a contact list is that people know what to do when they get a call.
Right. Instead of panic.
Right.
Yeah.
Because when we call someone on a contact list, we are not dispatching them to that house.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the purpose of the call. We've already dispatched somebody to that house. And we don't want them to go there with their gun and get ready to, you know, do battle.
Yeah.
That is not at all what we want them to do. We're simply advising that person that we have dispatched law enforcement or the fire department or whoever, and so that they are aware, and if they can be helpful to those agencies with a key or the location mm-hmm. of a key or some alarm information or whatever, if we can't reach you, terrific. Also, a lot of times, you know, if the police come and they find that someone has broken in and they've kicked in a door or whatever and the door cannot be secured mm-hmm. or the window has been broken out and it cannot be secured, law enforcement isn't going to secure it.
Mm-hmm.
But they are going to call us back and say, we need a responsible party to come here
right.
and figure out what to do with
mm-hmm.
this. So, again, if you're not available to be the responsible party, it's really going to be helpful for you to have someone who can be that person
right.
who can come and say, okay, don't worry about it. I'll figure out a way to get, you know,
mm-hmm.
tape the door closed
right.
or whatever it is we're going to do. That is what a call list is for. It is not so that your person on the call list becomes your emergency response personnel. That's not what we want them to do. We want them to be available for emergency response personnel. And if they can track you down in some way that we can't to notify you so that you can give them or us additional information, all the better.
So take it seriously. If you are on the contact list or notification list, it is a responsibility that
sure
you take seriously. And if
mm-hmm.
you can't do it, then they need to be honest with that person
That's right.
and say, I'm not the one to call.
Right.
Don't put me on that list.
Right.
Find someone else because
right.
it's just not going to help anyone.
That's right. And, you know, sometimes these things happen at 2, 3 in the morning, 4
mm-hmm.
in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a person who does not want to have that call from the dispatch
yeah.
agency that they're sending the police department to your neighbor's house at 3 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
then don't accept that responsibility.
Hmm. Very interesting. Very good. So Command One Security, really easy to get a hold of you. Of course, all your information is on the website, Traveling with Francoise, but it's command1.com. Phone number is 760-568-0052. Your trucks are all over the valley. and now Command One, well, I think this is a 24/7 business, I would imagine.
You bet.
It
has to be.
You guys are always out there, always out and about, and you've been in the Coachella Valley, family-owned and operated for how long?
33 years.
So yes. You know the climate here. You know the areas, too. And
oh,
I
sure.
love that.
Sure.
You know when someone says blah, blah, blah area. Oh, we know where that is.
Exactly.
You
where
get
that
a
is.
Bunch of, we always get swamped with all these new companies. Well, let's see, Renova Solar talks about it all the time, that someone comes in outside of the area.
Right.
They're experts on what they do. They don't know anything about the
right.
Coachella
the
Valley. Stay away from those folks.
Yeah.
Stay away from them. Just go to Command One Security. That's
oh,
simple.
Thank you.
Sherry,
it
thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Francoise, for having me.
All right. Well, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to wind up this hour of the show. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. All right. Now, Command One Security, their website is on the homepage of Traveling with Francoise. So, Sean, you know, I always find conversations like that interesting.
Because there's so many things that you don't think about.
Right.
That's why I see it.
Yeah. That's right. That's what I see. And I also, yeah, I mean, that's it. And also the fact that sometimes television is very misleading.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
not sometimes.
Yeah, all
very
the time.
Very much of the time, yeah.
Well, except when you watch Traveling with Francoise.
Right.
In December.
Right.
But the swipe of the phone and this and that, they just make it look, and then this guy, you know what commercials I'm talking about. Yeah, they show up and they're looking real serious with a flashlight or something. There's just so much more to it that I like the fact that you pointed out, because I would think there's a lot of companies, and I'm not certainly going to name anybody, but there's companies out there that would say, oh, give us your password for your home video.
Right.
You know, your cameras. Don't do that. You don't have to do that. Yes. All right. Anyway, so a lot of good points there. And that notify list, there's another good point. If you're not going to be responsible, don't be on it.
No. It's not just answering the phone and being like, oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, it makes
there's responsibility that comes with it.
Yeah, sit back and think about it. I'm thinking right now, who do I have on my notify list that's reliable? Think about it. Right. Who do you have on yours?
No, I'm more trying to think about who I'm going to roll out of bed for at 3 o'clock in the morning for. I'm trying to think of what list I could be on. I'm not sure if there's many.
Yeah. Interesting. All very, very interesting. So thanks to Sherry for coming in. Again, Command One Security, they've been around the valley for over 30 years, family owned and operated. You can trust them. They're fantastic. Give them a call. Go to their website. Call them tomorrow and get your security hooked up. Right. We do have 2 3-day passes to Comic-Con Palm Springs, August 25th through 27th. If you would like to have your name on the list, it's a list and your tickets will be at Will Call. You can call us at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. We know that Comic-Con Palm Springs is going to be bigger and better than last year, which was pretty big and good last year. Linda Carter is going to be in town. Stan Lee will be back in. All these comic book writers and drawers and artists and all this sort of stuff. A lot of things happening. So if you want 2 3-day passes for Comic-Con Palm Springs, August 25th through 27th, give us a call, 760-440-8255. Again, that's 760-440-8255. All right, Desert, we'll get a life weekly priced events brought to you by Desert Arc Attire and Thousand Palms. They are out there in Thousand Palms. Give them a call today for all your embroidery needs. I don't know, hats, shirts, golf bags, suitcases, anything they can embroider or silk screen or your name or logo or whatever on, 760-343-7333. And remember, when you use Desert Arc Attire, you are also employing clients of Desert Arc, and there is a 2-week turnaround, so they're doing a great job out there. All right, today is the day for those of you who went to the CB Music Awards back in June. The whole thing fell apart with the electricity going out at the Riviera. They've got it all together. They're going to finish all that tonight, the 23rd, at the Riviera. If you want tickets, it's going to be a great evening. Lots of really good local musicians out there. Going to be a lot of fun. Fitz from our sister station behind me over there, 104.3. He'll be there. Lots of people. The Flusters, Herbert, Pretty Rapping, Drop Mob, Faults of Andreas. Happening tonight, Riviera, 760-501-6228. That's 501-6228. Tickets are, VIP tickets are $50 in advance or $65 at the door. I think it's only like $5 or $10 to even go to the event. Go again at the Riviera. I don't have what time it starts on here. I want to say 6 o'clock. But I would call that number just to make sure, 760-501-6228. That's CB Music Awards. And Microchip Mondays, they have extended it through July. Get your pets microchip for $15. And that is at the Animal Samaritans Thousand Palms, or veterinarian clinics in Thousand Palms, or in Indio. No appointment necessary. Walk in between 9:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. Get them microchipped. You can sign up now for the Paint El Paseo Pink. And you can go to their website, which is just go to the DesertCancerFoundation.org website. That would be the easiest thing to do. And that event doesn't happen until October, but you can sign up now for it. Don't forget the taste of the second annual Taste of Summer Rancho Mirage. The next week up is August 11th through 20th. But if you wear your band in the participating restaurants in Rancho Mirage, you'll probably get a discount then also. Festival of the Arts is going strong. Idlewild, Jazz in the Pines, August 11th, 12th, and 13th. That's going to be here before we know it. Hopefully I'll have some tickets for that. And Comic-Con Palm Springs, that happens in August as well. Lots of things happening in August, lots of stuff. All right, on that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we have a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. We'll shift into travel mode, and I'll have some fun stuff for you. Okay, right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back.